Hundreds of cars roar by each hour overhead, their wheels creating a steady throb that fills the space below Interstate 35 at Quincy and St. Mary Street. But the noise and wind doesn't faze Kelly Edwards as he shadows crests of blood on his 20-foot mural with a spray can.
So that's like the Sacred Heart of Mary, and there's blood kind of dripping from the heart into a chalice, and it's all kind of set in a deserty scene.
The professional artist and owner of Eternal Courage Tattoo Shop has a lot of work to do if he wants to finish by Saturday night. He's one of more than 20 artists filling the surrounding massive interstate support columns with murals. The project that opens Saturday night at 6 p.m. is the coming out party for the San Antonio Street Art Initiative, a nascent nonprofit that wants to encourage the city's street art scene. Organizer David Sheck Vega.
Whenever I was in an art setting and people would introduce me, they'd be, he's a great spray paint artist, and they'd do the motion with the hand, and people would automatically dismiss it and associate it with the taboo that is street art, and we wanted to change that. We wanted to showcase that.
Vega and Nick Soup convinced the likes of Cruz Ortiz, Alex Rubio, Robert Tatum, Andy Benavides, and more to recapture this public space by painting 16 highway pillars.
And to see it come to life from these really dingy beige pillars that we pass by every day on our route all of a sudden become this attraction that make you turn your head, that make you want to take your time to come and visit.
This parking lot, leased by a local developer, is surrounded by a transitioning neighborhood, a Super 8 motel, and overgrown infrastructure. The Greek god Atlas spans the top of Vega's pillar. This time he's holding up the freeway instead of the earth. Vega stoops below, brush in hand, creating black ornate designs. He, like many others working this week, were delayed by storms that kept paint from drying and created other issues.
We also get the disgusting runoff that comes off the freeway, so a lot of it drapes down on some of the artwork and, unfortunately, some of the artists as well.
Susie Gonzalez was supposed to be done yesterday. Unlike Vega and Soup's Greek god, she's painting two locals into her murals, Pollyanna Rocha and Ala Tierra.
So at first I was kind of like wishing that we had a theme to work with, but I really like how we've each gone our own way with our own kind of concepts and styles and everything.
Justin Parr descends 10 feet on a scissor lift. The owner of Flight Gallery is creating an explosion of colorful patterns. He says the last push has been intense.
So yeah, it's been a morning, noon, and night. I literally have not left the site all 3 days, all day. Get here in the morning and then work until 10 o'clock at least and go home and wake up and do it again. And I've had a blast.
Parr says it's been thrilling to be surrounded by so many talented artists, and the elements haven't dissuaded him, be it rain, the hundreds of bats that fly through at dusk, or the surrounding homeless population. People keep coming up and asking him.
So, are y'all gonna do those down there and those down there? Because, there's a whole bunch more.
Parr may get the chance, since the Street Art Initiative wants this to be just the first of many projects. There may be one sticking point. TxDOT owns the pillars and says they were never contacted about the project. Vega says he got the permission of the developer leasing the property, but a TxDOT spokesman said they want to be supportive. They think these are visually stunning murals, but they want a phone call before any more columns get painted. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.